This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Voters in South Shore St. Margaret's went back to the Liberals on Monday night, electing first-time candidate Jessica Fancy Landry. Fancy Landry beat Conservative incumbent Rick Perkins by about 7,000 votes. The Liberal got 55% of all ballots compared to 41% for Perkins.
I think it was our positivity. We ran a very positive and clean and energetic campaign. And I think that that really resonated with a lot of the people here for South Shore St. Margaret's.
Turnout in the riding was just over 72%, which was higher than the national rate of about 67%. Fancy Landry is originally from Caledonia and now lives in Bridgewater. She's a teacher at Forest Heights Community School in Chester Basin. Perkins was first elected in 2021, ousting then-Fisheries Minister Bernadette Jordan. Fancy Landry told QCCR the big issue on the campaign trail was affordability and people's concerns over the cost of living.
Also Trump and tariffs, and then, you know, being a coastal riding, definitely fisheries. But I really think, you know, right now it's time to unify all of our communities and, you know, just really build on this positivity and building that connection and building trust back where, you know, the Liberal Party might have lost trust in a couple of different areas within the riding.
She said she believes growing up in the area helped cement her win.
You know what? I think that was my secret sauce. We need someone who has been here, has their feet on the street, has raised their kids here, and really knows those intimate concerns and issues for the area and has the connections to kind of bring people together. And I really think it was that positivity in bringing people together that really spoke to a lot of people, because politics right now are just so divisive. And, you know, we need to unify as a nation. And I really felt like Prime Minister Mark Carney's plan that, you know, now that we have that mandate, that we can start doing a lot of really good work.
Fancy Landry said she's already heard from municipal leaders from around the riding. She said she's also heard from other Liberal MPs who want to help her in her new role. She said that in the next few weeks, she'll be getting orientation as a first-time MP and meeting with the rest of the newly elected Liberal caucus. She'll also be wrapping up her career as a teacher. But first, she's looking forward to getting to work as the MP for South Shore St. Margaret's.
That's been my tagline for the last 37 days was, let's get to work. Well, you know, now we're here and we've got to do we've got to put our money where our mouth is, right? And work really hard for the constituents, all constituents.
The Green Party's Mark Embritt finished third, followed by Patrick Boyd of the People's Party of Canada and independent candidate Hayden Henderson. Elections Canada said 50,700 people voted in South Shore St. Margaret's. That included just over 19,000 people who turned out for advance polls over the Easter weekend. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.